what I was able to develop with upgraded formulas is a new approach to get minerals to absorb in the body without digestion, so that the particle size is smaller and more stable. And when you have that, like we have things like upgraded metabolism, upgraded memory, we have a upgraded magnesium that defies everything anyone's ever learned about forms, like, oh, you need this form to get in the blood-brain barrier. Ours does literally everything for all tissues in the body because it gets absorbed into the red blood cells without digestion.
All right, guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Men of Mastery podcast. This is episode 110 with Bart and Scott of Upgraded Formulas. Guys, look, before we jump into this episode, I want to recap the last episode with Dr. John Jaquish, inventor of the, X3 fitness bar, fitness device. So I didn't really get any kind of opinion or bumper or intro or outro on that one. Had some AV difficulties, and so I just rolled with it. But I did want to circle back and just give you my take on it, because when I bring something to the show, I do my research, I read the book, I try the device, I try the service. It's me out there kind of on my journey, my mastery journey, learning and then teaching or sharing what I can with you guys. So I just want to give you my take on it. The X3 bar, it is pretty expensive. I'll say that up front. You know, I don't know how that ranks in the whole scheme of things or what equipment it could replace. But for what it is, I will say I think it has a place. You know, is it gonna? Do you really do what Doc said and throw your gym in a landfill? I don't know. But I use it once or twice a week in my routine for other things. It is small. It is portable. So from a space and place perspective, I think it's got a role. And I do think there's something to it. You know, you can go completely to failure. There's really no cheating with the variable resistance. You know, you don't let gravity do your negative for you. If you do, the band and the bar are just going to slap you in the chest or whatever. And so you really work throughout the full range of motion. And I think you get a really good sort of pump out of it. I do like it. So I just wanted to offer that up. If you heard that episode and it resonated with you and you were thinking about giving it a try, I've been using it for a few months, not exclusively, but it does have a place and I do really like it. All right, so on to this week. What is this about? Upgraded formulas. So as we'll hear with Bart and Scott about his journey and what brought him to his company and the service they offer, it is all around analysis and then correction, and his place in the correction scheme is around minerals. So analysis of your minerals, mineral ratios, even some toxic minerals, and where these are in your system today, presently, relative to accepted ranges or recommended ranges. So I, as always, I dove in, I did the hair sample analysis, and you'll hear today why hair sample, why not blood, why not DNA, and Barton explains those things. But what I'll tell you is it was pretty shocking. And it's pretty fascinating to me, and I'm really excited about this one. And I hope for anybody who has an interest or concern, you get excited and give it a try as well. So I took the hair sample analysis. The first thing that jumped out at me was it said my metabolic type was slow one. And I go and I look this thing up, and I think it's like bordering on, you know, adrenal collapse or bordering on pre-diabetic, none of which I would have any sense of, and none of which shows up in something like my most recent blood panel. So I was concerned, surprised, skeptical, fascinated, and I got other things that look like they're low. I got other things that are off the chart. What is going on? So I set up the consult to go along with the hair sample analysis. And again, like full transparency and full disclosure, getting that appointment set up was kind of a train wreck. I think it was a no-show or something. There was a miscommunication and it just didn't happen. And I was pretty frustrated. I almost just kind of threw the thing away at that point. But I reached out to Barton. I called the phone number for the company and I did get it scheduled or rescheduled in pretty short order. they really worked with me on that. And then when I did have the meeting with the nutritionist, she was extremely helpful and extremely knowledgeable and insightful and experienced both personally in her health and her family's health, but in terms of kind of where she led me, explaining some stuff that's very complicated in ways that I could understand. And I'll throw a couple of these at you in terms of both data and symptoms. So one for me that showed up could have to do with there's a relationship. You know, we're not simple. We are complex systems, and things work in synergies. So I know, like a lot of people, I was jamming in vitamin D, D3 during COVID with some of the recommendations around immune support with D3. I kind of wonder, and in the consult we talked about whether maybe some of that is throwing off some of my ratios. So making some adjustments there to go back and retest and see what shows up. Fatigue, concentration, metabolism, all these things that, you know, maybe I, in hindsight, have some recognition of, but sort of write it off to schedule or going back to school or the time change or just age or COVID brain fog or whatever it is, right? All these things that showed up that might support some of those symptoms. And then I worked with the same nutritionist to make some adjustments. Not only, this isn't just like, hey, let me sell you some of Barton Scott's stuff. In some cases, yeah, hey, if you need magnesium, we got a really good product. Let's try that. Cool. In other areas, well, this is something that we recommend, but we don't sell it. But here are some brands we like. Go check it out on Amazon. Cool. And then in other cases, it was cut out or cut back on some things I was already doing. We made an adjustment to my daily multivitamin. So all that, again, I felt was very, very helpful. And I'm a couple months probably into those adjustments, and I do feel great. I do notice a difference energetically, probably metabolically, and super happy with the supplement adjustments I've been making. And I'll say probably about half of those things that I added in, I got from Upgraded, and about half that they recommended were not in their product line. So I think this really is a very useful thing. I think it has a place, and I think these guys are really in it for, you know, for your health and your wellness, not just about moving some products. So I'm gonna jump into it from here and leave you with that to kind of ponder. If you want more detail and particulars, feel free to reach out to me directly. You know how to reach me. But have a listen here with Barton Scott of Upgraded Formulas, and I'll be interested to hear what you think as well. All right. Yeah, Barton, we're rolling today. It's my pleasure to welcome Barton Scott. He's a chemical engineer, nutritionist, founder of Upgraded Formulas, and super excited for this conversation today. It's been a little while coming, Barton. Barton, yeah. But look, some stuff that I know shows up for a lot of people. You talk about brain fog, and I really want to hear about your journey. But, you know, modern life, stress, trauma, everything that's gone on in the crazy world around us for the last 2-3 years, chronic mm-hmm. health, sleep quality, all kinds of stuff that show up for us, right?
Yeah, there's none of that going on.
None of that going on, right? Thing, I'm sure. Yeah. So super excited to hear what brought you to
doing
it. Just in case you've got this this company that may be something we want to know about. So looking forward to hearing how you got here and how you may help people like me and others in the community.
Yeah. Oh, my pleasure to share the things I've learned and come by, sometimes easily, sometimes over, you know, with a lot of trial and error. So yeah, you know, really just happy to be on. This whole mission really came from a couple different places. I was born to older parents, and just immediately, I think, through my teenage years, I started to realize, wow, you know, what a gift it was to be, you know, a kid with older parents, you know, that had time to hang out with me. And also I was pretty aware of how fleeting life can be. And then my mom started to get sick. She had always been vivacious. She was just an incredible person, just objectively. And very giving, just dazzling intellect, super warm, one of the highest emotional IQs I've met ever, even to this day. And, now I know like everyone in the world of health and a lot of other like tremendous entrepreneurs and things, or friends. And yeah, it's just incredible. But I think somewhere maybe subconsciously I felt bad because, when a woman gives birth, what happens? She, among other things, she's giving a lot of nutrients away. And that's essentially just, draining life force. And, it's a beautiful process that we call birth, but it's also just from a physics and chemistry perspective, it's very depleting. Right. And, she had some minor issues and started to, and I'm saying this because I think this will connect for someone. This is not just a story. I've told the story, enough now that I hopefully, if you haven't heard this, some aspect of this will click for you and your family. So that's really, as I'm saying this, hopefully that makes sense and that this, you get some value out of this part. And it's not just, me sharing it. And I know you've heard this, Michael, but, or some aspect of this, but it was that and thinking like, I kind of almost have a responsibility to help her. And, they sort of raised me as a peer. And I felt like, they're my best friends, really. I get really lucky in that respect. And the trade-off was I just wasn't going to have as much time with them. And I think I accepted that trade. So as she started to get sick, she got on medication. Medication led to surgery. Surgery just started to drain all that vivaciousness out of her. And I just remember thinking, this is not the sort of life that people look forward to. She had the best access to the best medical care and, the best medication and all of these things, which I think we all know just inherently aren't suited for us. And yet mentally we struggle only so much and then we relent, right? Especially in cases of emergency. So I wanted to think about, how do we reverse things, right? Because particularly when you're not born with something, but even when you are, but particularly let's just focus on the case when you're not born with something, then you earn your way into that position, essentially, right? By spending this currency. And this invisible currency mostly is minerals. And though that's the electrical force in your body. So I realized through a lot of testing that we were not absorbing, my girlfriend's dad, none of us were absorbing our nutrients. And this was towards the end of me finishing, I'm a biochemist now, I was finishing chemical engineering and doing a lot of lab work and internships and working in nanotechnology. And I just remember thinking, wow, this is definitely the future of medication, but hopefully of supplements too. And that was sort of a passing thought for a little while. And then I realized, wow, no, this needs to be a thing now because the soil is becoming, I was thinking like 50 years from now, the soil is going to be really depleted. And then I started to realize, oh wait, no, the soil's already really depleted. It is 40% less nutritious. We only have 60% of the nutrients we had 80 years ago. So within lifetimes for most of us listening to this of our parents, if they're still alive, they were born somewhere around in the 40s or so. In their lifetime, we've seen 40% of the nutrients in our topsoil vanish. And what are we doing about that? Well, we have to be giving birth to innovators. That's another thought. And there's certain nutrients that really help mothers prenatally, like iodine, but it needs to be a lot of iodine. And, without that, you get a 20-point lower IQ for children. Facts. you can research that, but there's a great study on that was sort of shocking, definitely scary for sure, but also well-supported. So anyway, I'm in this process and thinking about that. And ultimately I spend several years working on it and researching it and develop You know, what chemical engineers get paid to do, literally, like, the expectation at that sort of job is so incredibly high. You take a expensive industrial process and you improve it. And that's literally what you do all the time. And like, for the whole world, those are the people that are responsible for things, not chemists, not, you know, anyone else, really. It's that. So that focus. So I remember thinking, this has to happen for supplements, because, and particularly minerals. So I did an early form of a hair test, had a great consultation. That's the key part. I think anyone that, if they haven't had a great experience, they didn't have a great conversation about their results. Either they didn't have one, or the person that was interpreting it didn't really understand it. So I took it upon myself to become, I was like, well, you know, I have a minor in chemistry. This is actually beneath my pay grade. I can absolutely master this, and I can teach it. So I've spent the last 10 years really learning everything I can about this test and many others, and really wanted to create, you know, a resource for people. So we have a course that teaches practitioners how to go through and evaluate that test for people. And you can find that on the website too. To get back to just like giving more value to people, you know, if you can imagine sort of being in my shoes, then I was raised around successful entrepreneurs. I felt like I could get the business part of it done, but I wanted to work on something that was meaningful. And this seemed really meaningful. And you know, losing her was certainly a significant thing that I was at peace with, but I also was just really clear that how many people needed this as a solution. And I remember thinking that would be just a great homage to her, and something that I still needed, as I was still struggling with brain fog. I was still taking the best supplements I could find, and still was not enough. Because what happens if you can imagine absorbing about 20%, maybe 25% or less of all the supplements you take, which is really the crux of it, then you don't really replenish the deficiencies that you have. So imagine looking at a bar chart. You're taking things like potassium, magnesium, et cetera, that you're low in, and then you're not replenishing them ever, really. You're matching your burn rate in the same way that, let's say, your vehicle is idling and you're pouring gas in, but you're just matching that idle rate, right? So your tank, does it ever fill up?
Right.
You know, it doesn't, right? It doesn't fill up because you're just matching. So that's really what I was seeing. And, you know, I'd wrestled and played football both ways. I wrestled for 9 years, played football all through high school, could have wrestled in college, you know, wrestled at a super high level. And because of that sport and others, but mainly that sport, I sweated so much. I mean, 8 pounds of water weight in a practice was not uncommon. And still to this day is like, I'm thankful because it made my mindset just brutally tough. I think to this day, I only have certain operating modes and, you know, still have to work on actually relaxing. But, you know, all of that comes together because, and I know a lot of people listening to this are athletes, have been athletes or lifelong athletes, et cetera, you included, you and your son. And I mean, this whole quantified self movement, I felt like I was early to be starting it 6.5 years ago, but I also knew that, hey, you know, this is what I want to work on. So, we're having a massive impact now, and we're contributing to drilling wells with charity water, because I feel like, you know, that's also a root cause. But back to this, you know, we really are solving a root cause here for people. And that's why we get great results. And I think the overarching thing is, why are we talking about health when, you know, in some ways, all right, yeah, this is mastery, but how does this relate to goals? And how does this relate to our life? Well, you know, we are, and then I'll pause after I say this, but capital, if I had a whiteboard, I would draw just capital E energy, right? It's something I'm writing about in in my book, they'll hopefully come out later this year, is sort of why do we fail to achieve our goals? And I think the biggest reason is that we don't have enough energy to be as confident as we could. I always feel very confident when I'm full of energy. Now, as I feel less and less and less confident, or I feel less and less energetic, or I feel less and less energetic, I feel less confident to some extent, you know, and that might show up as, I don't really feel like doing that right now. Okay, well, you know, what if you had 30% more energy? So the, you know, would you get more done? Would you be in flow longer? Maybe your flow state lasts 2.5 hours instead of an hour and a half, or an hour, or 45 minutes. Maybe you can have 3 sessions of flow instead of 1 or 2 in a day. So all of that to me is that's really what I strive for personally. I like to have a really, you know, high, like full out life. So I just got back from spending a couple months abroad and traveling and working at the same time. And, you know, really living life full out. So that was, you know, that's kind of the approach. And that's why I think this matters so much, is that we're tying nutrition to energy, because nutrition becomes personality, is something I've been saying for 5 or 6 years now. And I've seen that in the case of our hair testing and things like that, where we can actually see ratios that suggest emotional instability if they're below a certain level. And then, you know, being above a certain level is problematic too. There's this idea of just testing and not guessing. We actually own the phrase "test, don't guess," that trademark, because it's just fundamental to what we do. And yeah, I mean, this is I think the approach going forward for people to really dial in on is understanding that everything that you do, and I don't care what diet you eat and what thing is working really well, at some point it won't work well. And the reason why is because you are individual and your needs will change, and you'll have, you know, a death in the family or something catastrophic happen that's totally out of your control. I hope not, but it happens to most people eventually, right? So when these things happen, this trauma, these things that we have to process additionally, or we just put ourselves through huge races like what you're doing now, you know, it just, these challenges, whether it's challenges or trauma, however we look at it, they're all increased needs of energy, right? So that's like going on a cross-country road trip versus just driving to the grocery store. Which one's going to burn more fuel? So thinking of that, right? All right. So I think we have a pretty good lens established on like why this matters, how it connects to dreams and goals. So thanks for letting me kind of go on a bit of a monologue there, but hopefully that's helpful.
Yeah, that's a great start. And you know, 100%, right? We're individuals and we're dynamic, right? And yeah, things change and life changes and we change. So I appreciate all that, and that you're a data-driven approach. You're, you know, you got a science background, and coming at some very serious problems that you know, always existed in terms of everything you described, but worse over the last 80 years with soil depletion and industrialized farming. And then on top of that, we're trying to do the right thing and supplement and take vitamins, but the absorption rates, and if we're mineral deficient, right? It's all compounding. So really, interested to dig into sort of what all this means. It's interesting, by the way, how you started the story with the relationship with your mother and sort of the guilt or recognition of how much energy she had to give literally out of herself to start you in this life. I was having a conversation just last night with a buddy, another father, you know, parenting and fatherhood, so important to me. And I know this community, but even like, you know, as fathers, we didn't physically give birth, but we're still, you know, we're parenting, and just that parenting literally takes energy, and it's a one-way exchange most of the time, right? It's not a replenishing each other. It's giving of our life energy to these children to raise them and to put them on their way. So of all the things we talked about that, you know, where life is requires energy, our dreams, our goals, our endeavors require energy. Certainly parenting is a huge one ongoing. So what does all this mean, right? It sounds like you start with testing. Is that done through you guys? Is it done through a third party? How does that work? Is it one time? Yeah, is it ongoing?
It's ongoing. We recommend doing it's done through us. People go to our website, upgradedformulas.com, and get their tests. They can auto ship it if they want. They can auto ship the supplements. They can one time purchase if they want. By the way, we can give everyone a code later for listening. And just let me know later what you want that to be, and happy to do that.
And what does that show? What results come out, or what does it tend to tell us?
So it shows things. So we talked about energy, right? So energy, for people that aren't really aware of it, that's why we're talking about thyroid function. So we'll see thyroid function, we'll see adrenal function. Together, those glands produce about 98% of the energy in the body. And so I would ask, you know, how important do you think it is to understand how those glands are doing? Are they under or overperforming? What nutrients do they need based on that? Pretty important, I imagine, right? Yeah. And then again, capital E energy, and then equals, or that's on one side of the equation. On the other side of the equation, really simple equation, no one freak out, we're not going to calculus. This is just going to stay really, really easy. Capital E energy. And then literally everything else you care about. Everything you care about on the other side. Family, you, aspirations, who's the best self you think you can be, all of that. You're not going to get there with just stimulants. You're not going to get there with coffee and goo gels and whatever your training regimen is, and like the lightest new running shoes and performance gear. That's kind of a distraction, to be honest, because and I'll prove that to you and just say that people that are like real incredible runners, they can run just about anything, right? And then everyone else is just kind of trying to keep up by like optimizing the gear. But long term, if you want to have a career in anything, whether it's just working or being an athlete of some sort or being a weekend warrior or just raising a family, it applies to everyone. Energy, and that's inescapably a fact. It's always going to be a case. So what do you do about it? Well, I would say you want to test regularly, and you want to have sharp tools, sharp scalpels, essentially, to do the work for you. So what I was able to develop with Upgraded Formulas is a new approach to get minerals to absorb in the body without digestion, so that the particle size is smaller and more stable. And when you have that, like we have things like upgraded metabolism, upgraded memory. We have a upgraded magnesium that defies everything anyone's ever learned about forms. Like, oh, you need this form to get in the blood-brain barrier. Ours does literally everything for all tissues in the body because it gets absorbed into the red blood cells without digestion. And you'll see comments on the site like, I've tried every other form of magnesium, and this one helps me sleep more deeply than anything else I've tried, including any other sleep supplement I've tried. And we're super proud of things like that. We're actually doing a study with 212 doctors right now, which is going to be incredible. The doctor that's leading it, just side note so people know that like, this is backed by science. The doctor that's leading it was in Canada and had some of the upgraded magnesium shipped to him, started trying it. He had COVID and his deep sleep had never recovered. Which deep sleep, for anyone listening, is the most important thing to track, sleep related period, by a long way. When your deep sleep is low, you don't repair and heal, and you become incredibly susceptible to disease, cancer, things like that. So we've taken people that had a ton of REM sleep and 15 minutes of deep sleep, and I've seen like my friend Natalie go from, she's become my friend now. She has huge following online. She was a fitness coach behind Jillian Michaels. She was like one of the women like doing all the movements back on the, in the DVDs in the day. Knows a ton, obviously, about nutrition. Was already supplementing magnesium every night before bed. And she had about 15 minutes of deep sleep a night and like 4.5 hours of REM. So she had good memory consolidation, but you know, she immediately within 5 days, like Monday through Friday, by Friday, she had gotten to 1 hour and 51 minutes of deep sleep.
Wow. Within days.
Yeah. Within days. So it shows you how powerful this is. So for anyone that's taking melatonin out there, magnesium converts into melatonin. So if you can actually absorb your magnesium, there's no reason to take melatonin at all whatsoever. And yeah, in fact, I mean, that there's some research to show that it doesn't matter. Some research to show that it can be harmful, taking melatonin, that is. So, but either way, magnesium, certainly all minerals are obviously, you know, these are elemental things that we get from our food. And the diet that's working for you right now, and by diet, I don't mean necessarily like you're trying to lose weight. I mean, you're trying to take in nutrients, and this is the macro profile that seems to work well for you right now. Mm-hmm. That is only important to the extent that it breaks down to, you know, minerals, vitamins, amino acids. Right. Without minerals, vitamins are useless, though, because minerals activate all the enzymatic processes in the body. Case in point, I did a 11-day water fast with our minerals and had almost no pain, really no cravings after about day three, and got a month's worth of work done. It was crazy. Dropped some body fat, got the six pack back. It was great. And So like, and I was able to do that because, hey, I kept the adrenals and thyroid going, all those things, right?
A couple of quick questions coming up for me. I know this isn't the business you're in, but in terms of sleep, what kind of device are you seeing people measure their deep sleep with? Mm-hmm. Like Oura Ring or?
Yeah. Oura is great. The accuracy is like 99.4% as accurate as an EKG in the hospital for measuring things like deep sleep, REM, that is for HRV specifically. But yeah, it's incredibly accurate. And what's cool is that what you really need is just a baseline with any device. And although I like Oura, I think Whoop is too much data for nearly everyone, unless you're just like a data scientist. And you really want to spend a lot of time, and maybe like you're incredibly introverted and you know, like you're thinking about building other products and you're like using a tremendous amount of data. Otherwise, like Oura is plenty, because again, you really just need to look at deep sleep, improve deep sleep one way or another, and then everything else improves. And that's what Dr. Sachin Patel was saying as well. I was like, these are the exact words I use. And he was able to, I don't know if I finished saying that, he was able to take his deep sleep after COVID, it had dropped. He started taking upgrade magnesium. Within the first bottle, it was higher than it had ever been before. So he was like, look, is it okay if we do a sleep study? And I said, yeah, I've been looking to do a sleep study for a couple of years now. So let's absolutely do that. And so that's with the doctors that I mentioned, that group. That's going to be really exciting, and we should have that out, I don't know, in a month or two. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I look forward to seeing that. The other thing I want to ask before I forget. So adrenal gland, thyroid, my wife had her thyroid removed shortly after our son was born, tumor removed. And I met a lot of people, and she's come across a lot of people with either thyroid dysfunction or they've had surgery and thyroid, parathyroid removed. They're on supplemental. So how would the testing show up for them? How do you work around that? Or how do you optimize best you can around that?
So for specific cases like that, you want to address that in the consultation at the top of the call by saying, hey, as you're looking at my results, I want to let you know, speaking to one of our nutritionists or whoever you speak to, But you know, we have the test on our website. It's, you know, really well packaged, easy to understand. We have videos to help you understand it. You can take it to whoever cuts your hair. They can do a sample. If you shave your head, by the way, you know, you can do underarm or pubic just to address those questions. If your hair's dyed, you can do the root. You can still send it in even if it is dyed and it's better than nothing. It doesn't really affect the macro minerals. Only a couple false positives for things that don't really matter, like cobalt. So you just mention in the consultation, they'll adjust accordingly.
Okay. And let's kind of meander towards some of the products, because I know when I looked at your website, I mean, there is a ton of stuff on there. You've got the nano minerals, but for maybe a dozen or so minerals, and then you've got some blends that sound a little bit more like, you know, maybe what a lot of us are used to, men's health bundle, things like that. Does anybody just start by going, hey, you know, love what I heard from Barton on this podcast and deep sleep, let me just try the upgraded magnesium, and wow, that's so incredible. Now I'm going to come back for testing, or do most people enter through the testing, or what do you see?
Yeah. A lot of people do that. A lot of people, go straight to testing. A lot of people do a mixture where they order some products, like our best sellers pack on the site, which are really four products I put all my friends and family on, and then they do the test, because you can get the sample, and you know, with an inch of hair, you're going to have about 6 to 8 weeks of data as an average of what's been. And that's a lot better than blood. Blood is really us on our best behavior. So it's not ever going to be very accurate, because it's us on our best behavior. It's pulling from bone marrow and tissues, like those nutrients, to make sure the pH of the blood is really balanced. So I would ask, you know, is that the best place to pull? And the answer is, of course not. But with hair, it's tissue, just like skin is tissue. So it's something that's been built, which is why we look at someone, you know, particularly younger people, and we see, oh, great hair, great skin. Oh, they're healthier. They're youthful. You can kind of tell. It's interesting. CIA uses it. EPA uses it to determine heavy metal things. It's super accurate. The question just becomes, who can interpret it well? And that's what I really want to solve as a company, because pretty unsatisfied with most people that were interpreting these tests. They just kind of, they're either on one side where their hubris thought that, oh, well, I know a lot about nutrition, I can interpret this test. And that's just not the case, because there's things like hidden copper toxicity. By the nature of it, it's hidden. I've had it before, and it just wrecks your sex hormones. I mean, 10 years ago, when I'm 35 now, I was, you know, 24, 25, I had a beautiful girlfriend I was in love with, and I had no sex drive. And I thought, wow, this is a problem. This is a problem. And it was because I had low sodium, low magnesium, and high copper, but I didn't have high copper on the chart. I had hidden copper toxicity, and my zinc showed kind of normal, but luckily, again, working with someone that really knew what they were talking about, they found that. And talking through symptoms, you know, I laid out symptoms in conversation that matched with that. So, like, you know, you probably, so sure enough, I started supplementing all the right things and I started to feel better, but, you know, ultimately needed this approach, our unique approach to minerals, which we have this category called stabilized nanominerals. So small, stable, absorbs well. And now we can really replenish things for people, you know, pretty quickly. What I recommend if someone's pretty sick is that they do this process for a couple of years, which in the grand scheme of things is not much time. You start to feel better pretty quickly, like within the first couple of weeks. Some people feel better sooner than that, but you want to stay with it. You want to keep testing, because it's a lot like, imagine you're on a road trip, and back in the day when you would have like a paper map, and like someone's looking at the map, someone's driving, maybe you're looking at the map, you're driving. If you look in the map only like once or twice and you're trying to get from California to New York, or, you know, any large distance anywhere in the world, right? And you look at the map once or twice, what's going to happen, you know? So that is what I find, even with, I find that with a lot of people that are kind of trying hard but not getting results, is that they need to give a little more effort in the testing and then just follow that, you know? And they, if you have supplements to really absorb and you're willing to eat more foods that are like high in potassium, if that's what you're low in, like that combination really helps, you know? So
that makes sense. Yeah. And I get the analogy is, the test itself, not to get scientific on it. I'll ask it and I'll say why I'm asking it. Sure. The hair sample test, is it a chemical test, or I guess what's the nature of the test? And the reason I'm asking is, I know a lot of people are now doing sort of DNA sampled or based mm-hmm. nutrition and other lifestyle and workout and things around that. And like, I'm the kind of wacko who thinks about whether my DNA is going in someone's database.
Mm-hmm. That's private. This is all private info. Yeah. It's not shared, not sold. Unlike 23andMe, which is owned by Google now. Surprise.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's just something we're not a fan of. What I will say, although, so A, DNA can be useful, but here's the thing, and this is really important. Edge of your seats, everyone listening, edge of your seats. DNA tells the story of ... fill in the blank.
Your
All right.
Ancestry.
Yeah. It tells the story of what should be, really. You know, or, and that's kind of like essentially a theory. And then when you look at a hair sample, you look at, well, what are you like, Michael, what are you actually low in right now?
Okay. So DNA would be more like potential.
Potential. Yeah. Potential is a great way to say it. So versus, hey, look, DNA aside, you're low in these things and you're super high in these things. And for example, you have high calcium. And that is causing your parathyroid to be overactive, your energy levels to be low in the afternoon, sleep rhythms at night to be off, poor absorption of other nutrients to be more common. And so we need to have you stop supplementing calcium. In this case, we want to stop supplementing vitamin D too. So that's a big one too. A lot of people are just slamming vitamin D and they have no idea like what they're doing. And I feel for them. And it's also incredibly easy to solve for. For most people, they're going to take very little or no vitamin D. They're going to get more sun. They're going to take, when they are taking vitamin D, they're going to take it with nutrients that we can go over in the consultation that help that calcium not be overabsorbed through the vitamin D supplementation. So things like that, where it's like that person's actually paying to make their health worse. And that we see that literally every day. Like right now, we have nutritionists on calls talking to people as we're speaking, going over this and probably going, hey, calcium is off the charts high. I'm just going to guess, are you supplementing vitamin D? Yeah, I'm doing 5 to 10,000 IU or 3, whatever it is. Right. Okay, well, for the next 90 days, sounds crazy, but you don't want to do that because it's not helping you. You can hold the calcium channel open too long in the brain. It can cause cell death thanks to vitamin D hypersupplementation. So because other nutrients aren't present. So there's a lot to this. There's a balance to all of it. And I love that. You can see how it all really connects. And that's why you want the map. You don't want to look at just, oh, I'm low in this thing, which is really what a blood test. And don't get me wrong, there's some things that you want to look at in blood too. I mean, you can look at thyroid panels, you can look at a lot of different things in blood. But interestingly enough, I'll give this example personally, my testosterone back in at 24 was something like 350. And now it's 960 last time I checked it. So almost 1,000 and I'm 35. You know, so it's like, wow, do I do anything but mineral balance? Nothing but supplements, no, you know, testosterone creams, none of that stuff. And even if someone's thinking about doing that or they're you're listening to that and you're like, oh, I'm on hormone replacement right now, I'm feeling great. Guess what? You're not addressing the foundation. And deep down, you know that. You know that. And it's okay. That's all right. Now this is new information. You want to add, even if you stay on that, your burn rate's higher. So you absolutely want to be doing this protocol, testing, supplementing, and dialing in from a foundational perspective instead of just trying to replace the hormones. Because again, the building blocks of hormones are what? Minerals. Fats. Yeah. Okay. And we test for heavy metals too. So,
all right. So you get this ratio. Yeah, no, it's exciting to jump into. Definitely going to want to set up a code for the community. We can just make it mastery. That's what we usually use. I appreciate the offer to do that. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
One other question I had on, you know, maybe observations, trending. Do you, you know, of your clients, of your community that come in and get started, in terms of kind of where they're coming from, is there anything you've noticed on particular dietary segments? Like if you've got vegans, you've got carnivores, you've got, you know, particular macro programs, are you seeing deficiencies in one versus another, plant-based, meat-based?
Sure. Yeah. Without upsetting anyone, what I can say that's true is that everyone has deficiencies. The only people I've talked to, you know, I've done stints like carnivore for a week, stuff like that. But, most diets that get results usually get results because they are eliminating things that someone's reacting negatively to. So the person goes, I feel great. And they do for a while, maybe long enough to tell everyone they know and then feel, really convicted about it. Which is totally, I mean, it's human nature. I've been there myself. So yeah, everyone needs it for sure. There's going to be gaps in everything because the soil is depleted. So this idea of like, I eat this, therefore I don't have any, it's like, that's being cowardice. That's cowardice. Like that's just frankly being afraid to look deeply at what you can improve. And something I said from stage at one of the last events I spoke at a couple of weeks ago was that to the extent that we ignore this area, which is fundamental nutrition, doesn't get more fundamental than elements. I mean, this is the periodic table. This is the building block of everything on this planet. That to the extent we ignore that, we do so at our own peril. And I say that for a lot of different reasons. One is that when we look at, you know, end of life, everyone close to death of quote unquote natural causes, it has low mineral deficiencies. They have huge imbalances. They have a lot of heavy metals. So the good news, I think that's really inspiring, is that we can, with supplements that really absorb like these and testing that works, consultations to know which ones you need, you can actually reverse that, which is great.
Yeah. Fantastic. So, I mean, back to where we started, right? We're all looking for a better quality of life, longevity and quality while we're here, health while we're here. And, whether it's showing up as a parent, showing up at work, you know, working on this mastery journey, being an athlete, whatever it may be, right? The capital E energy. It's what we all need. It's what we all drive. Right. So, really appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate taking the time to come on and tell us where it's coming from and why you started it, why it's so important, how fundamental and foundational it is. It kind of seems almost simple. What you do is super, super complex. And I know your background is pretty deep. But at the end of the day, this is pretty simple stuff we need to solve for. And I appreciate that you're doing it.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, look, let's give everyone, it's a big discount. Let's give everyone 20% off of their first purchase with code Mastery.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. And I hope we'll stack a bunch more testimonials on the website. I'm going to jump in. I've been very interested in doing some testing like this, but, you know, like I said, uncomfortable with some of the other routes I've seen. So look forward to sending you some hair.
Certainly. Okay. Well, if you have any questions, we've got the videos on the site that will answer that. Our YouTube channel as well. Things like that. So,
all right, we'll definitely get links up with the show notes for the episode, upgradedformulas.com, and then all your social and YouTube. So, Barton, Very much appreciated, brother. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful weekend.
Hey, thanks, Michael. This is a pleasure.
My pleasure. All right. Thank you again, guys. I super appreciate you being here, as always, taking the time and the open-mindedness to consider, to learn. And, you know, maybe this works for you. Maybe it opens a new door. Maybe it doesn't. Again, I would quickly recap a couple things. I am a believer in what Barton is saying, is that the mineral levels in our soils and how we raise our food and our animals, our plants and our animals, is degraded and has degraded as we've grown in industrialized farming and all that over the last really generation of our population. And so this rings true to me, and it does show up in the data. So from at least my perspective, I'm a believer in the concept, and I'm a believer in how these results are feeling. And I'll have to update you guys when I go back for a retest in another month or so. But again, I'm interested if anybody else in the audience goes down this path or has questions before that, reach out. If you have similar results or process, or you've tried other things that are similar, I'd love to hear about that as well. So for now, I'm going to leave you with that for the week. I'm going to leave you with a thank you to Barton Scott for his time and the conversations we've had even since the episode. All the show notes for this one are going to be at mentomastery.com/110. Next up will be episode 111 with Dan Mangina. I'm probably slaughtering his name as well. I'll have to go back and check it again. But Dan does some awesome work in visualization and abundance, and I like how he presents it. I like how he models it, and I like his tools. I've had a lot of success and enjoy using them. So look forward to bringing you that one next time with Dan Mangina. Get back out there, get after your health, and test don't guess, as Barton says.